Welcome back to Michigan Talent Talk, a podcast by GST Michigan Works. Join us as our guests discuss valuable strategies to develop employable skills. Whether you're just getting started, taking the next step, or making the switch to a new career, learn from experts how to get the most from your job search. Now here's your host, Deonna Pratt.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Michigan Talent Talk podcast. I'm your host, Deonna Pratt. Today, we are talking about resilience and perseverance. He's a graduate of Central Michigan University, a former athlete. He's had a long career in sales and marketing. He is currently the team market owner and president of Flint United Basketball. Please help me welcome Kevin Mays II to the show. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for chatting with me. We are happy to have you on the show. You've had quite the career in sales and marketing. You are an amazing artist when it comes to graphic design. Definitely. You hold many talents. Take us back to the moment where you had the opportunity to become the owner of Flint United. This was a territory that was new to you, right? And you've been an athlete, but never an owner. What was that experience like? What was that moment like for you to move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes you go through life's journey and, you know, you have a lot of ups and downs, a lot of adversities. And I just got to a point where the opportunity, I wouldn't even say it was presented to me, but I rather discovered it. And it kind of felt like destiny. It felt like something that I had been, you know, called to do, you know, not just for myself, but for the community. So, you know, being in that, the situation that I was in, I was like, man, I really need something to shake up what I got going on. And, you know, starting Flint United and to be a part of the league that we're a part of was a no-brainer. And I feel like it was the right choice and it's brought us here.
So many businesses have ups and downs, especially a new basketball team. We've learned that from watching the story about Jerry Buss. Did you catch that story on
oh my goodness.
Hulu or yeah. I forgot what streaming service it's on. But that's a really, really good show. It's about Jerry Buss and how he started the Lakers and all of that. And all the ups and downs he had. How do you overcome, and those, it's to be expected, right? Ups and downs. Yeah. So how do you overcome those challenges?
You know, I just had someone, you know, kind of reiterate this for me just yesterday, but it's remembering, you know, your why. And in our community, we know, you know, sports, but especially basketball is one of the, you know, leading sources of entertainment, the leading sources of motivation for a lot of people here, no matter if you're, you know, boy, girl, man, woman, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, whatever the case may be. There's somebody in your family. There's somebody that you love, somebody that you're close to that loves the game of basketball and hopefully has found some sort of pathway from it. And, you know, looking at sports and entertainment in Flint and Genesee County, it's one of those things that we're still developing, still growing. And, you know, hopefully I've caught it, you know, caught the lightning in the bottle early enough. So, you know, as we continue, as we progress, that one day, you know, you'll look up and, you know, we'll be filling a 5, 10, 15, 20,000 person arena with Flint United fans, and that we can help be a major contributor to economic development, economic impact in our community. And, you know, we're just adding to, you know, that industry. You know, that's really the biggest thing, is just thinking about what could be and what will be, you know, for sports and entertainment, you know, even along with the Flint Firebirds and the Flint City Bucks and, you know, even the Flint Monarchs, our women's team here. But just imagining, you know, what the possibilities are of, you know, of this community for sports and entertainment.
You said that right. It really does start with your vision. And then, of course, you have that vision and then you develop goals to make that vision come into reality. And then you start implementing. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, it's a reality. I love it. I love it. Define perseverance and resilience from the standpoint of an athlete and then a business owner.
You know, it's a lot of the same. Really, the only difference is, you know, adding some of the financial aspects of it. But, you know, I look back at even my freshman year of high school and, you know, not stepping on any playing field and being the best, but having to learn, you know, the technique, having to learn the nuances of the sport, learning how to manage my own, you know, mental fortitude, learning how to manage my teammates and those people around me and how they may feel about, you know, certain, you know, times of the week, if it was, you know, something crazy at practice or whatever the case may be. But, you know, moving into the business world, it's a lot of the same. You know, everything isn't always going to go your way. And a lot of times it's not going to go your way. As many successes as we have on a daily basis or on a game day, there's always something that can be better. And I think that's what makes, you know, any business or any idea successful is just, you know, never settling, never being satisfied, and understanding that it will get better as long as you don't quit. And, you know, this is our third season, and that's truly been, you know, the kind of the mantra for me on a daily basis. It's just like, you know, as hard as it is, don't quit, don't give up. Because, again, going back to that why and understanding that, you know, the few issues that I'm dealing with, you know, the result or, you know, what the community is looking for from this is worth so much more.
I love that. Understanding your why and having the mental fortitude to keep going and not give up. Very, very, very important. But it can be a little difficult sometimes to have that, but it's mind over matter. And I always tell my son, you can do anything you put your mind to. And he really, really believes that. And it's important. And so what's some advice you can give a few folks who are like, you know, and I tell my cousin too, he seems to always, he doesn't realize it. I say, you know, you want to get here in life, but you seem to always highlight everything that's negative going around you.
If you remove
all of that and focus on the positive and create ways to get to where you want to go, you'll get there. So what is your advice to help out with that, having that strong mental fortitude to keep pushing forward and not to give up?
You know, I break it down in, you know, some of the simplest ways. When I'm really having a tough moment, you know, and looking for inspiration, you know, I really go back to, you know, childhood like memories and, you know, really think about why I'm truly doing what I'm doing. And it's one of the most enjoyable things you can do in life, is work in sports and entertainment. And while dealing with, you know, real life situations and things like that, it is tough. But saying, hey, you know, I could be in a much different position dealing with much different issues, and just giving myself the opportunity and grace to figure it out. And, you know, just yesterday, having to work through some difficult things and have difficult conversations, it allowed me to find solutions and make it to see another day. But then I always think, you know, if it was easy, it would have been done already. You know, there's been several other attempts at what I'm doing in our community, and they laid the foundation for me. But there are also examples all across the country, as we have 49 other teams in, you know, in our league. And then even in looking at, this is other sports business news, but Vince McMahon recently sold or merged the WWE or WWF with UFC for like $20 billion. And when that began, I think they bought in at $1 million or $2 million. So you're like, you know, this isn't a 2 or 3 year thing. You know, this is something you have to commit to and buy into, you know, for decades. But the growth that, you know, we hope to see, we hope it to be exponential. We hope it to be, you know, bigger and greater than anything we would have ever imagined. And, you know, for me, where I am right now, giving up after 2 or 3 years would not be, you know, a great testament to what I hope our community to believe in.
And I believe you will get there. We will get there. This is a Flint team and we will get there. We love basketball here in Flint. And you said something, you said passion. And that passion about what you're doing definitely will help you have the mental fortitude to keep going. You had a recent TBL draft pick selecting Andrew Epps and Trayvon Harris. For the young men at home that are aspiring to become professional athletes, what do they need to do to get on the roster of Flint United?
Yeah, I mean, in the simplest form, you know, they have to come to a tryout. You know, we got to see them working. And then we go through a process of, you know, selecting our final roster and things like that. But, you know, this is another one of those things where it's I hope it to be transformative for the community. And I look at it a lot like education and developing scholars or students and things like that. But I hope Flint United adds a level of expectation and that the blueprint in the rubric that we lay out for, you know, youth at or young athletes and high school athletes is that they see what it takes to be a professional. And I hope they go, you know, further and beyond, you know, Flint United and go to the NBA or the NBA G League. But I hope that it allows them to see what the next level of basketball looks like and allows them to be better in that way. I hope that our athletes are conducting themselves as professionals in the community and that they just have someone to look up to. I mean, it's much easier to be what we can see. And, you know, that goes for not just the guys on the court, but for future or aspiring sports business professionals. You know, we're building departments and partnerships that mimic, you know, what you'd see in the NBA and the NFL and the MLB and the NHL. And, you know, it's much bigger than just on the court. You know, again, I didn't play basketball in high school or college, but sports has been, you know, my lifeblood. It's been what's gotten me, you know, through the good and the bad. And, you know, it's all of those things. So, you know, it's more than an athlete, but it's a business person, a businessman or a businesswoman, and an athlete and all those things. So, you know, we're building this thing to be full circle, full service. And, you know, that's what we hope for, is just to inspire and to give the example of what's needed to make it to that next level.
And you're going to get there. You have a few basketball games coming up, one on Sunday, April 23rd. Who are you playing and where is the game located?
That game will be played at Ballinger Fieldhouse on the campus of Mott Community College. We're going to be taking on the Glass City Wranglers, which is a team based out of Toledo. That'll be, I think, our second or third matchup against them this season. They have a great organization down there. They're a second year team in the league and doing some great things. And, you know, we'll also be you know, hoping to kind of dethrone. I think they're at the top of our conference right now, too. So definitely going to be a tough matchup.
Oh, that's going to be an exciting game. And that game starts at 3 p.m.?
Yep, 3 p.m. on Sunday. 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 23rd. And we're also going to be featuring a special jersey for that game day for a partnership that we're in with the Flint Children's Museum. Project started really back before the new year, where we had about 100 kids come in and color these basketball coloring sheets. And those coloring sheets were then digitized. So all of the students that colored basketballs on those days, their artwork will actually be featured on the uniforms. And we're doing a few other cool things and some fundraising initiatives for the Flint Children's Museum. But really excited about that Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a really, really nice game and a beautiful day. I love that with the kids. Where can tickets be purchased?
Tickets can be purchased on our website. That's at flintunitedbasketball.com, or you can purchase at the door. And kids tickets are $5. So that's something that we're starting just a few weeks ago, is making those kids tickets just $5. I mean, because that's most important, is making sure the kids are getting in. So putting a big push on that.
And are season tickets available?
Season tickets are available. It's a little bit of a prorated amount now that, you know, we've only got 5 games left. But yeah, you can absolutely get season tickets. And we also have a live stream package, so you can watch all the rest of our games this season. We still got 2 months left, only 5 home games, but definitely want people to tune in when we're on the road and moving through the conference.
And you can find out more about that live stream package on your website.
Yep, that's also on our website at flintunitedbasketball.com.
And what are your final thoughts? What do you want to leave the listeners with?
Just to continue to, you know, support Flint United, to continue to support, you know, all of our, you know, local startup businesses, and just continue to build community. We have so much opportunity, you know, throughout Flint and Genesee County right now. And, you know, we have to continue to band together and, you know, continue to make our city what we, you know, want it to be. You know, we've got so many struggles and so many things that we're up against. We just have to continue to be there for one another. And I'm super excited and super proud to, you know, add an element of that, you know, for our community.
Thank you for joining us. That was beautiful. I agree. Kevin Mays, everyone, for more information about purchasing tickets and to learn more about the team, visit flintunitedbasketball.com. That's flintunitedbasketball.com. That's our show. Thank you so much for listening.